Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future. The Southeast Kentucky Development Corporation, commonly known as SCED, is offering entrepreneurial training courses throughout 2013 in Corbin, Prestonsburg, Somerset, Hyman, Liberty, and Pikeville. The course in Prestonsburg starts in just a few weeks, on March 20th. I spoke with Pat Bradley, the Small Business Training Specialist for the program, to hear more about what is offered through the course and how one can get involved.
The Entrepreneurial SMARTS, which stands for Simple Methods and Reality-Based Training for Success, is a very grounded startup type of training for anyone who is interested in either starting a small business or just wants to learn more about business startup and management, or for small businesses that are already in existence and want to just improve their work and learn to grow. The program is based on a nationally recognized training model called Core 4 Business Planning Course, and I'm a certified instructor for Core 4 Business Planning Course.
The course structure is 1 3-hour evening class a week for 4 consecutive weeks, 12 hours in total. The classes run from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m., and a light dinner is provided. The total fee for the program is $25, which covers all the sessions, class materials, and food. And in just 4 short weeks, Bradley guides participants through the many steps to starting and successfully running a small business.
The premise is to learn how to write a business plan, but while they're learning to write a business plan, they're also learning about the concepts of marketing, how to identify their customers, how to look at who their competition really is and analyze that, what their share of the market might be, doing startup budgets and cash flow budgets and so forth, all of the financial tools that they'll need to succeed, and all of their operational needs. We talk a lot about insurances, how to get a loan, the loan application process if you should need a loan, what kind of taxes you might be responsible for, what kind of legal structures a business might look at. So we really try to take them from pre-planning through the process of getting started, all the structural issues they would deal with, and into actually starting and operating the business. We've had, for example, the first training that I did was in Pikeville last January. We had one individual that was a coal truck driver that participated and wanted to learn more effectively how to run his business. We had a gentleman who was in had a small business selling safety equipment to first responders. We have had here in Somerset, I just finished training, and we, from that one session of 16 attendees, we had about 4 people that started their own businesses. One was opened a little boutique down here in the Somerset Mall. One opened a counseling service over in London.
And while participants focus in all different areas, Bradley points out how there is so much information that is useful for everyone, no matter what their plans are.
I think one of the most common things that I see is folks take this training, particularly with people who already have a small business, and they come in and they take this training, and so often I will hear, oh my goodness, I wish I had taken this before I started, because there are so many of the basic things that, you know, I guess one of the misconceptions, if you have a skill set, you know, for example, if you're a good mechanic, that skill set of a mechanic is not going to help you run that business effectively. And, you know, that's something folks don't often think about, is just because they are a good cook, that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to know how to run a restaurant. So that's what this does, is help them understand what their skill set is, and then what they're going to need to learn, or, you know, how they might build a team to help them effectively actually run the business based around that skill set.
Lisa Neese is a training and performance analyst for the Eastern Kentucky Concentrated Employment Program, and she completed the course this past January that was held in Hazard. In her work with XEP,
we work with people that are wanting to start their own business. We send them to training, you know, to get a foundation of what they might want to go into, or just basic business courses. We're actually part of the Workforce Investment Act. We cover all 23 counties in eastern Kentucky. We match basically people to jobs and jobs to people.
Niece decided to take the course to have a better understanding of what her clients need to know in order to successfully start their own small businesses. And, she says, she learned a lot.
I was actually surprised as to how much information that was available in just basically four sessions. You walked in knowing nothing, and when you walked out, you had the basis for a complete business plan for submitting for loan applications and things like that. It was astonishing, the depth of information in there. And I came into it never having taken a business class. I'd managed to avoid them all the way through college. I took away quite a bit from that course.
In addition to the skills learned, everyone who finishes the course earns a certificate of completion. And as Bradley points out, this can come in handy.
SCED does a number of what we call Small Business Administration micro loans, small business loans to help our businesses get started. And those can be very small. And then there are other, two or three other levels of loans that you can get through SCED. If you go through this training, and you come into SCED and you have that certificate in your hand or as part of your business plan, and you have that certificate included, and the folks in the loan department here at SCED see that you have taken the training, I can promise you, you're going to get a foot in the door with that certificate. And I think that's true with any lending agency.
And as Bradley has seen, almost everyone who has started the program finished it.
We have we've had about 163 people that have registered for the training locations that we have implemented this training in so far. And of everyone that has taken that first session, 90% of those people attend all four sessions and get their certificate. That's an extremely high percentage of completion rate for this type of training. And I think that says it all in terms of the quality of the training and the benefits they receive from this.
As Bradley sees it, supporting the development of small, independently owned businesses here in the mountains is critical to the economic future of the region.
I think the role of small business in the future of economic development of any community, no matter where it is imperative. We have to have small businesses to exist. That's where our primary sources of growth and expansion come from. If you look at some of the statistics that SBA throws out there, one of the things people look at is home-based businesses, for example. I had one lady in one of the classes that did business from home, and she was just, she would always say things like, well, I'm not really a business, I work from home. Well, according to the SBA, 52% of all of the small businesses in this country operate from home. U.S. small businesses employ about half of the private sector employees, pay about 43% of the U.S. private payroll. I mean, those are substantial numbers. So the impact of small business in our overall economy in any area, particularly when we're talking about an area such as in eastern Kentucky where, the coal businesses have declined and employment there has declined, and that's been the primary focus of the income, to have the opportunity to go out and start small businesses based either coal-related, if the industry is still existent, or around other areas in the community, is just, it's so dramatic. I mean, it can have such an impact on the economy anywhere.
The entrepreneurial training classes will start in Prestonsburg on March 20th at the Floyd County Extension Office. Classes will begin in Somerset on April 18th and in Hindman on May 16th. For more information, you can visit www.southeastkentucky.com, all spelled out, and click on the training link at the top of the page. You can also call Pat Bradley at 606-335-1488. For WMMT, Mountain Community Radio, I'm Sylvia Ryerson in Whitesburg. Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.